Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wellman City Council member Shannon McCain about plans for RAGBRAI. How are plans going for RAGBRAI?
They are going excellent. We have, I believe it's right at 25 different vendors. We have our beer garden that's coming together, shaping up really nice. We're going to have a bunch of IPAs and craft beers. So we're really excited about it. We're actually also going to have in our beer garden area a giant beer pong, I guess jumbo beer pong, where we'll have 50-gallon drums as the and a volleyball that you'll be throwing into it so that they'll have some games. We're going to have multiple games, but we'll have that, and the sand putting green will be our biggest parts of our beer garden.
Where is that beer garden going to be located?
It's going to be on the corner of 8th Avenue and 3rd Street, so that'll be right in the middle of our main path coming in for the RAGBRAI people too, so they'll have to drive right by it.
The pre-inspection ride was not too long ago. How was that for Wellman?
It went really well. There was a little over 50 people that came through. They actually stopped in at the well, and we had some appetizers and different things for them. The biggest thing that we actually took from that is all of the riders said they were ready to get off their bike after that trip from Keota to Wellman. I mean, like I said, it's around a 15-mile trek where they typically like to go between 7 and 10 miles between stops. So it's going to be a pretty good day for, I think, our vendors and for Wellman, having all those people ready to get off their bikes and spend some time in our town.
What were some of the suggestions or comments that they gave to you as far as what works and what wouldn't work for Wellman?
Well, we actually walked them through our what we have for our setup. They absolutely loved it. They thought it was a great setup. They liked our beer garden area and the options that we had there for them as far as being able to take pictures with our sand green, doing our putting with the sand green. We actually have 50 porta potties, which they said is a lot more than they are seeing in a lot of the other towns. And they thought that was an excellent idea. They said you can never have enough places for them to go to the restaurant. So they were pretty happy with the amount of the porta potties and the stuff that we had there for them and the layout as far as where they could park real close to the, you know, our ground zero that I mentioned the last time, which is where everything is basically built around, is that ground zero. So they'll be really close to be that when they park, and the porta potties are right there, right for them when they park. They'll be able to walk right to them. It's right across the street. So
the city has chosen to use that day for RAGBRAI, name it as Merlin Yoder Day. If you could share, you know, why the city is celebrating Merlin Yoder that day.
Absolutely. Merlin was one of the very first people to step up and offer himself to help with RAGBRAI to do whatever we needed to have done. He made every meeting that we went to, that included the ones that we went to up over by Des Moines, and spoke with the head of RAGBRAI. He was literally anything that we needed to have done, he was willing to do. He was always asking if there's any more that he could do to help us with that. And then obviously he had an accident and passed away. And because of all the work that he has put into this, we thought it would be, you know, it'd be nice to bring him into this RAGBRAI and name this day after him on the day of RAGBRAI happening.
Will you be doing anything that day kind of to signify that it is Merlin Yoder Day to celebrate him?
We're gonna have some signs up. Also, he was part of the volunteer fire department, and the fire department will be having a booth there that day where you can take pictures, I believe, in their attire that they use for fires, and they're gonna have some stuff in there for him as well.
And how is the volunteer effort gathering volunteers for the event?
It actually worked out really well. Like I said, we have the Mid-Prairie football team that's going to be setting up a booth there and selling the ice cream sandwiches, but they also are going to be bringing in the football players to volunteer for us to help us keep the trash cans, gifting them and putting new bags in. So we lucked out in that sense that we have, you know, basically the football team at our disposal that day. So
they'll be probably doing a lot of heavy lifting that day.
Absolutely. Pete Cavanaugh was very generous to help us with that. We didn't have as many volunteers as we were hoping at about a month ago, and we are still taking volunteers by the way. But when he offered to help us with that, that was a blessing. So,
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Wellman City Council Member Shannon McCain about plans for RAGBRAI. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.